Today I'm joined by Dr. Clinton Schultz, Director of First Nations Partnership and Strategy at the Black Dog Institute. Thanks so much for joining me today on NITV Radio.
Thanks for having us along.
Firstly, can you please give our audience some insight into the Black Dog Institute and the work that you do there?
Yeah, no worries at all. So the Black Dog Institute is a medical mental health research institute. We work Australia-wide. Our focus is predominantly in looking at how do we take research into translation so that it can be purposeful and useful to the consumer, to the public. My role within the Institute as the Director of First Nations Strategy and Partnerships is to look after all our social-emotional well-being based research and initiatives.
And on Wednesday, the 6th of September, a set of principles were launched to encourage more civil and inclusive debate over the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Can you explain what those set of principles are?
Yeah, so basically we put together a set of seven principles to help guide the referendum dialogue from a political level in a more respectful way, that is more mindful of the social-emotional well-being impacts that the discourse, the dialogue, can have on our well-being as First Nations peoples. So we took that down to Parliament last week and had really strong support from the Labor House, from the crossbenchers and from the Greens. We haven't had such great support from the Liberal Party as yet.
Mm-hmm. And are you able to go into what some of those seven principles were?
Yeah, they're very basic things. There is nothing extraordinary within these. It's basically asking people to be more respectful, to be more inclusive, to be more mindful of social and emotional well-being and the impacts that people's voices can actually have and the influence that voice can actually have in this space. Really just, as I said, trying to focus people on the fact that there's human beings at the centre of that, being us as mob. And we need to not let this debate become overly politicised and forget the human toll that it can actually have.
And alongside the Black Dog Institute, which other organisations assisted in the development of these principles?
We were really fortunate to get to work with some of the leading peak bodies in the social emotional wellbeing space on this. So Gayajui Proud Spirit, which is the leading peak for social-emotional well-being, with Indigenous Allied Health Australia, peak body for Allied Health, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Allied Health Workers, and with AIPA, the Australian Indigenous Psychologists Association.
And how long did it take to develop these principles, once you all met, and how did the process kind of come about?
Yeah, we carefully developed these principles over a couple of months, and it was based on research. So we distilled the research that has been done on how sensitive dialogues can be taken from a political level to better support the well-being of vulnerable groups, and distilled the information that we could find down there to these seven principles that we put forward. So it happened over a space of a couple of months, and we were fortunate enough to get to launch those formally down in Canberra last week.
And lately, there has been more discussion growing around the impact that the referendum debate is having on the emotional well-being and mental health of First Nations people as we draw closer towards voting day. Can you talk a little bit more about this, and what can people do to get support at this time if they need it?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a registered psychologist by profession, and I've had many people who have personally contacted me saying that they're experiencing increased amounts of psychological distress, and that psychological distress being associated with the voice in the referendum discussions and all the pressure that is coming on community members from that. And it's been similar conversations that I've had with my peers and colleagues working in the social and emotional wellbeing space. So I think it's well recognised from a grassroots level now that this is having an impact on community members' social and emotional wellbeing. Some of the things that I think can help in terms of from us at a personal level is, as much as it's possible, to disengage, particularly from some of the social media commentary that is coming through. I know it's difficult in an age where we're so sort of connected to each other through social media platforms, but I think at times we need to allow ourselves to disengage from that, particularly when there's quite vitriol language being used and commentary running across those platforms. The other thing that I'd recommend is that we maintain those connections that are really important to our overall social and emotional well-being. So really look at what's integral to me and my well-being. How am I in those spaces at the moment? If I'm not doing so great, what is it that I can do to maintain and build on those important connections, be it to country, be it to family, be it to community, culture, spirituality, whatever else it might be for people?
Yeah, and this week, you know, we're marking Are You Okay Day. And for people out there that are feeling the negative effects on their mental health, do you have any advice where people can seek help and any other last words that you want to share with everyone?
I'd absolutely recommend that if people are experiencing significant psychological distress, that they contact 13 Yarn, and 13 Yarn can be a great resource for them in terms of helping them find further resources. There's also a website called WellMob that I think people can easily access, and they've got some resources on there that can be beneficial in terms of looking after your own social and emotional well-being at this time.
Yeah, it's a very important topic to, you know, be talking about at the moment, not just on Are You Okay Day, but, you know, in the lead up and also after the referendum as well, the impacts that this will have on our mental health and our well-being. So thank you so much for coming on and having a chat to NITV Radio today.
No, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.